Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
BJ and Jamie.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It's free for your phone, and you can take us anywhere you go, plus the podcast later on today. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
What are these chairs?
It's new chairs, man.
Yeah. Oh, God.
This place, I'm telling you, we have a budget. Ah, man, can we spend? We love to spend. We've got new chairs this morning. Pretty comfy, aren't they?
No, they are horrible.
What do you mean they're horrible? They're brand new. They're nice.
Anyway, it's fine. What is today? Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday. Got my cans out.
Did you see the beaver this morning?
The beaver?
Yeah, the beaver.
I did not see the beaver. What happened with the beaver?
Anybody see the beaver this morning? See the beaver?
I didn't see a beaver.
You didn't see the beaver? Schmidel, did you see the beaver?
Beaver?
What are you talking about? Just go with it.
Beaver moon.
Oh, no.
The moon's bright.
It is.
It was crazy cool.
Unbelievably. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I missed it, though. Where is it? That way?
It was over by the Marriott, and I think it's already down.
Oh, okay.
You don't care about the beaver, do you?
I don't care. Well, it's just that you're
It's going to be bigger tomorrow.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's supposed to be like 14% bigger tomorrow.
Well, I missed it.
Get a look at it if you get a chance. It's a beauty this morning. I noticed it big time driving in. All right, well, we're just getting started this morning. It is a Thursday. 2 weeks from today is Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. My God.
Two weeks.
Can I just tell you, before we go to Thanksgiving, can I just tell you how funny it is when one person drives slow in the fast lane?
Oh. No, it's not funny.
It's ridiculous.
I thought about 30 people were going to lose their mind this morning because it's the pace car, right? Yep. It's in the slow lane. It's the pace car, and everybody's behind it, and people are even going a little over to the left to see, like, do you notice that those are my lights going to a little to the left that you should get over? Oh my God, it was so funny. So I went one more over, right, to like get around the guy, and then there's those people that get one more over, speed past him, and then cut right in front of him.
Oh yeah, like inches away from his bumper, like, I'm getting right.
Yeah, like, see, you were supposed to move. It's just so funny how everybody gets up in arms about this guy. And I kind of agree with you, Schmidel and Carson. Is like, it is annoying, but it's not like the end of the world like we're acting like. You know?
No, I agree. And it's so funny because by the fifth car, like, the fifth car goes to pass him, and then he gets over.
I know,
it's,
right?
It's so funny.
And he's like, oh, dog, Navid, I guess I was just kind of spacing off. I should have gotten over. Yeah, you should have.
Like, they just realized it.
Right? You know, oh, my God.
I rarely get caught in that situation where I'm that guy in the fast lane going too slow. But, man, I tell you, when somebody gets behind you pressing your bumper,
right?
It just makes me so paranoid.
Well, yeah, it should, because they're trying to get you over.
Well, I had a truck yesterday. I'm going on C-470. You have the express lane, and I'm picking up Frog. So at that time of day, it's really busy. So I take the express lane. I've got the little thing in the windshield, and a truck gets on my bumper, and I'm doing 75, 78 miles per hour.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're in the fast lane. Get over.
But you can't. You got a double line. You can't get over.
Well, it's like, you're in the fast lane. I'm in the express lane.
Yeah, and you can't get over. And it's true. Like, okay, what do you want me to do? Do 100?
I think the minimum in that lane is about 100. Yeah.
I agree.
Because it seems like everyone goes that fast.
My truck won't do 100.
It starts shaking. You get the wobbles.
Yeah. It won't do 100. And he's got a brand new, jacked up, brand new, like F-350.
Oh, yeah.
Just smoking it, man. And I'm like, I'm going as fast as I can.
Wait, did you just do old lady talk?
Because yeah. That's like what you feel
had, like.
Like
you had dentures?
Oh, God, I'm just going as fast as I can. Please get off my bumper. That's how you feel. Oh, you feel like you're like 500 years old. Because this guy will get off your bumper.
Yeah.
And then when I do get over, because you do get that lane where you can merge back over. So finally I do, because he's on my tail. He floors it. just, I don't know how fast he's going to go. He floors it. He's gone.
Yeah, there was a lot of frustrated people this morning. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. I was going to mention Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from today. Man. It's almost here. There's a lot of people out there saying that they can't go to their family's gathering because of the political stuff.
I know. Have you seen this? I have seen that. That's so sad.
You know, we'll talk about it when we come back, all right?
Oh, what happened? No.
Your microphone fell off?
It's fine.
I got some super glue.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I love super glue.
Isn't all this stuff new?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brand
it's all new.
Oh, my God. It's fine. You know what? I'll just get a wrench. We have a wrench.
Yeah,
I need a wrench.
I got it.
Okay. It's fine.
What a day.
Everything's fine.
It's already started.
I know, right?
All right, we'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Oh, we have Billie Eilish tickets to give away today.
I think we were supposed
to be giving them away all week long.
Oh, we were?
Yeah.
It kind of slid through.
That's awesome. Where's she playing?
She is at Ball Arena.
Nice.
Ball Arena. It's the Hit Me Hard and Soft Tour, man.
Yeah.
Coming up in November of... Hey, Spadell, this says November of 19th. That means it's coming up this week?
I feel like she might be on tour because I feel like somebody said that she was just in St. Louis.
She is. Yeah, I think
yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
So maybe that's... Wait,
wow. So
what is today's date?
It's the 14th, so it's next Tuesday.
My God, this radio station is so organized.
Hold on.
We're so organized, it's insane.
We missed 3 days. Can we give away 4 pairs today? Or 5 pair?
Have them.
His enthusiasm is amazing.
I won't say anything.
Okay.
It is the 19th.
It is? Wow. Okay.
Tuesday. Yeah. Tuesday.
Wow.
Tickets.
All righty.
Oh, man.
Well, that's exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah. Yes. It's exciting. Maybe we give away 3 or 4 pair today.
We'll see. Y'all have to check.
What if we give away a pair now?
What are you doing?
It's kind of hard for me to retroactively add winners to the new program that we use.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. We will respect that.
Maybe me and you'll go then.
Okay.
Oh,
maybe
do.
We'll
just
all go.
I love Billie
Eilish. Maybe you and I'll go to Billie.
Who doesn't love Billie Eilish?
Seriously.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanksgiving a couple of weeks away. In fact, 2 weeks from today. And you got celebrities out there saying, don't go to your families if you're going to talk politics.
And you know what I always do is I follow what celebrities tell me to do.
Damn right we do, Jamie. That's
sure
our
do.
Job.
Yeah,
here's Whoopi. Whoopi.
I have to question it. I don't want to put my kid in that position.
Exactly.
I don't want to put my gay child in a position where she has to sit with someone who doesn't understand her and feels like it's okay to just blurt all that out. That's just me. But I feel like that with mixed families.
All right, Whoopi. Okay, Whoopi,
you. I don't feel like that has anything to do with the election, Whoopi. I feel like that just has, you have some family members that are crappy people,
Leading
apparently.
Leading up to that, some of the other View people were talking about how it's like a moral thing for them. Like, they don't want to talk to the other side because they feel like their morals aren't the same and there's going to be these, like, huge fights.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you just all agree that we're not going to talk about politics when you get together. Then...
Or if you got a family like mine that has no morals.
Right.
That's the route to go.
Yeah, exactly. Then that's fine.
That's the best route to go. I don't know about you, but any time I've ever gone home with my mom was alive, we never talked politics. Ever.
Well, we did a lot. My dad would be like, oh, my God. God damn, Governor Illinois. He's so crooked. He's just stealing all. Yeah, we would listen, but we wouldn't get involved. Bob was the patriarch of our family. So what you did is you respected Bob. You listened to Bob, and you're like, no way. And then you moved
on. Yeah, you're
exactly right.
Yeah.
You didn't argue. You didn't have a counterpoint. You just listened to what they said. Now, I'm not saying my mom never brought it up. It's just we never got into a confrontation about it.
Yeah.
Or, you know. I never expressed my side.
There's no winning with Bob.
No.
So you just would listen.
Well, old people in general.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Old
They're
people.
Set.
They're set.
You know what? I respect whatever they want to say. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, they are definitely set. And so what everybody would do is like kind of kick each other under the table.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, God, here goes Bob.
I'm going to a family's house that the entire family voted for Kamala. Okay. The entire family.
Yeah.
It's got no bearing on anything.
Well, yeah, you're going. None. Right? You don't care.
I'm
going
to have tamales for Thanksgiving.
That's the bigger issue. Yeah. That's what you're mad about. You're not mad that who they voted for.
No, I've got to eat damn tacos for Thanksgiving.
You must be. I was thinking about you yesterday. You must be so excited. When's the last time all the kids sat around the table? You have four children.
Yeah.
When's the last time all four kids sat around the table?
Can't remember.
Right?
Wow.
Can't remember.
I was thinking how excited you must be.
I'm very excited. Yeah. No, I can't figure out because they get out on Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Right.
So I'll go to the relative's house. But I'm thinking of doing Saturday. And cooking a big meal
it's all
then.
Organized and they can get settled.
But I haven't gotten everybody on the same page just yet.
Gotcha.
So, you know, they've got time with their mom.
Right.
You know, and so we got to go that route too. So, but yeah, you're right. I haven't had all four kids together to eat a meal around the table, as Jamie put it, family gathering. I can't remember, Jamie. I can't remember the last time. I've had two here, one here, two there, you know.
So it's going to be four plus how many girlfriends or boyfriends?
One wife and one girlfriend.
Okay, so six. So, and then you and Lisa, that's eight. Do you have eight seats? Don't put anybody at the baby table.
Yeah, that's a big table.
Yeah, you need eight. Rent it.
Eight seat table.
Yeah, yeah. I would rent it just because it's worth it.
One, two, three, four, five. No.
I know, but we got to...
No, you might be right.
I would go to like Arapaho Rents or whatever and get an eight-person table.
I've got a six. I could always put the girlfriend and the wife over in the corner.
Oh, my God.
Well, they're not really, family. You know what I mean?
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Blood, you know?
I want to see all eight. I think that would be so beautiful.
Just a big table full of family.
Awesome.
I haven't even thought that far. Thank you, Jamie. That would have been a sub-dilemma that day, right? They're like, crap.
I just think putting them all in the, you know, move everything from the living room and put an eight seat.
Right. And me being the person I am, I would put all them at the table. Here I am over here by myself.
Right. Yeah. You'd be like, eating at the countertop.
At the island.
Yeah.
I'm gathering this one. Right? I blew it. No, I'm excited for it. Yeah.
I bet you
they
are.
All get in here and it'll be a good time.
Have you already, because I feel like, I don't know if this is true about you or not, I feel like you're so excited. You're like putting together your recipes.
Yes, I have the recipes in my head.
Yeah.
My mother drilled those into me years ago, so right. I've got my recipes. I don't know if they like it or not.
No, but I also but I feel like you're going to get a little fancy with some stuff. Do you have matching plates?
Yeah.
Do you have an eight? So you need eight place settings.
Well, I know I got at least seven.
Well, we need eight place settings.
I've got shopping to do. And where's Amazon?
We need eight chargers.
Yeah. What's chargers?
They're the things that go under your
plates. For their phones?
Yeah. No. They're the things that go under the plates.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
They're the pretty ones that go under the plates.
Like, yeah.
They're
like
for special occasions.
Like the fabric things.
No.
Right?
Those are placemats.
Oh.
These are chargers.
Yeah.
They're plates. They're actual plates. But
and you
bigger.
Put the plate on top of the plate.
Oh. Yeah. Chargers.
Chargers. Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got to get chargers?
And you know what I don't like?
Okay.
And I've had these before.
What?
Is people that do paper plates for Thanksgiving.
I know.
No.
I cannot stand
you
it.
You have to bust out the your best china, whatever you got.
And they're like, no, but it's Jeanette. Shut up.
I can't stand paper plates, period.
I don't
mind
if they're mismatched. I don't care if your plates are mismatched, but do not give me paper plates.
No. Or paper or plastic forks.
Yes.
Don't want it. No. I'm old for that, too. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash. It's next here on the BJ and J.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jamie Morning Show.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's train of thought.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, that's sweet.
What's sweet?
Somebody said, hey, BJ, we're from Event Rental Company, and we can rent you all the chairs and tables and stuff for Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Write that down,
event,
man.
Event Rental.
Coming to the rescue.
Right?
Woo! Yeah.
Somebody else wrote, hey, Jamie, are you going to come do my dishes? I mean, not everyone has the luxury of having a dishwasher. You know what's funny that you say that? My dishwasher doesn't work. I've washed my dishes by hand. I have for about 7 months.
Wow.
Does anybody have a dishwasher that works?
Oh, it's so disappointing.
No, mine runs, but nothing gets cleaned.
That's what I'm saying.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, you stick stuff in it. My wife complains all the time. Yeah, this plate feels greasy. And she's right. It does. But for some reason, it does not work.
I even went on YouTube and everything. My kid and I took the thing completely apart. We cleaned it out. We did everything that they said to do because the soap dispenser was just getting soap everywhere. It was just that grainy.
It was like caked.
Yeah. And so we did everything it said. I mean, we worked for like an hour and a half on that son of a bitch. And we're so excited because we did it ourselves.
Yeah.
Same thing happened.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Man, they are crap.
They are.
These dishwashers. You literally wash your dishes first by hand.
Yeah.
And then put them in the dishwasher.
I just gave up because it's so irritating. I gave up and I just started washing them by hand.
I'm with you.
Forget it. All right. Anyway, hey, this is kind of some sad news. Will you go to number two, if you don't mind?
Oh, hang on one second,
number
Jamie.
Two.
Why don't you ask so politely today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's very nice of you.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Christmas will mean something more.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe this year love will appear deeper than ever before.
And maybe forgiveness will ask us to call someone we love, someone we've lost for reasons we can't quite recall.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful.
I don't know if y'all know who those two people are, but
I do. Kermit the Frog.
It's Jason Kelce and Stevie Nicks.
That's not Kermit?
No. And I don't know. Did you guys feel like it's like you're listening to somebody sing from elementary school?
It's, yes.
Like a
play. Yeah. Like a Christmas play.
It's actually
right?
worse than karaoke.
It is worse.
Karaoke's bad.
I agree.
But that's worse than karaoke.
Baby, so Christmas.
It doesn't even feel Christmas.
No, it does not.
Nothing about it.
The song, Maybe This Christmas by Jason Kelce, Stevie Nicks, and the Philly Specials is currently charting higher than Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. What?
It's early.
It's terrible.
It's early. She'll overtake that one.
Oh my God.
Easily.
Well, the fact that it's even charting.
Yeah, I know.
That's horrible.
That also blows my mind,
right?
Too.
All right. So if you go to number one.
All right. Number one.
Jason has dethroned the queen of Christmas, the amazing, the wonderful Mariah Carey.
Oh, buddy.
A Philly Special Christmas Party, Maybe This Christmas by A Philly Specials and Stevie Nicks is the number one Christmas song on the charts right now.
We kind of caught it on the Christmas downslide. Like, not too many people are listening to Christmas music, so we kind of jumped
snuck in there. Yeah, I get it.
I'll take it when I can get it. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And it was incredible to work with Stevie Nicks. I mean, obviously, I just am still in awe of the fact that that actually happened.
Stevie!
And this is really, really cool. There is no percent chance any song that I am in should be streaming number one on any service in any genre.
Yeah, well, don't give yourself too much credit, Stevie Nicks.
That's exactly right.
I like the fact that he knows it sucks.
Right?
Yeah,
I do like that. He owns it.
And I mean, I have to agree with him. I mean, all of a sudden you're a football player, now you're singing with Stevie Nicks. That has to be overwhelming, right? I saw the reels on it, and he is so nervous when he gets in the studio with her. He's just like, oh my God, can she hear me? Oh my God. Yeah. He's so nervous about it. But yeah, and the other thing that he said, which is nobody's really listening to Christmas music right now.
Yeah,
there's that. Yeah. Kim Kardashian went on a podcast, and she said, basically, you know, I get what she's saying. She doesn't want to say this because all of us will be like, you can have 12 nannies, but there is something to be said about even if you have 12 nannies, raising your kids alone. She said, basically, I'm raising 4 kids all by myself. Kanye is nowhere to be found. And that's so sad because I remember a long, long time ago, he was so excited to be a dad and he talked about how present he was going to be and how he had such a great childhood. And so he was going to make sure that he was going to be, you know, like his mom was to him and be present. And yeah. Now he's gone.
He seems like the kind of guy that he picks his times to get photographed with the kids.
Yeah, and be
and
a
then,
dad.
Then it'll just disappear.
He picks his times that he wants to be a dad.
Yeah.
When it's convenient.
Yeah, when it's convenient for him and it looks good and, you know. Gives his image a boost.
Yeah, so she was talking about, she's so funny because she complains like the rest of us, like, I'm just an Uber. Oh my God, the worst day of your life is when your kids put in their earbuds and they're in the back seat, right? And you're driving and you're trying to talk to them and they have earbuds and you're like, oh my God, I've become a freaking Uber.
Yeah, you're just talking to yourself?
Yeah, I literally am a human Uber. That's what my job is. Anyway, she says, that Kanye's not around, so that's a shame. Dave Coulier, he is from Full House. He was like he's the one that dated Alanis Morissette, I think. Isn't he the one that she said he broke her heart?
I don't know.
That's what Jagged Little Pill was all about, him.
I don't know who he is.
He's one of the...
Full House is Joey on Full House.
He's the like the blonde, sandy-headed guy. Yeah. And Alanis Morissette, and he dated forever, I think. And then she said that he broke her heart. And I was like, that guy from Full House? And that's why she wrote Jagged Little Pill, is what I remember.
Yeah, they did date.
Yeah.
You're right. 92 to 94.
Oh, Schmidl is waving his hands like he just doesn't
care. Oh, Schmidl!
The song that's actually about David Coulier is called You Oughta Know, but they did date, and there is a song about him.
Right, that's from Jagged Little Pill.
This says it's called You Oughta Know.
Yeah, it's on the
album.
Jagged Little Pill.
I was thinking the song, sorry.
No.
Yeah.
It's iconic.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. So yeah, he's learned he has cancer, a very aggressive cancer. Last month, he was experiencing an upper respiratory infection. Isn't that crazy? So he had this upper respiratory infection, and it caused his lymph nodes to swell. Then they did a biopsy, and he has a very aggressive cancer. You know, it's crazy because my girlfriend Mia, who we've had on the air before,
yeah,
her mom had like a lower back pain, just had lower back pain. They thought it was kidney stones. The next thing you know, she passed away in a week.
Yeah.
It was kidney stones.
It's so scary how it happens like that.
I've seen stories like that too, left and right, where, you know, they get diagnosed and it's bad.
Yeah. I mean, her mom literally, they thought she had kidney stones and now she's passed away.
You know, that kind of leads me to the food that is in the news right now with RFK. Is it RFK Jr.?
It is.
That's going to be put in charge of that. And there's a lot of foods he's naming off that I love.
Well,
I'm not getting happy about this. You know, I like the dude and everything, and I like for us to get a little healthier. But man, when you start saying that we got to get rid of French fries, I got a problem with that.
Well, that's the funny part is you got this RFK Jr. guy, right, saying make America healthy again. But you have Donald who loves McDonald's.
Yeah, we've got a conflict. You got BJ who loves McDonald's.
Yeah. So
I want my ho-hos. And I got a feeling they're not on his list.
Oh, definitely not.
Keepers.
Not. Yeah. Again, if I could just recommend to everybody, it's a pretty cool app. My kid taught me about it. It's called Yuka, Y-U-K-A. You don't have to buy it. I wouldn't buy it. But it's called Yuka. It's an app. And what you do is you scan the barcode of anything you're eating or drinking or putting on your face, like lotions, cosmetics, whatever. And it'll tell you how bad it is.
Don't download it. Do not download
it. It'll ruin your entire diet.
I did it. Okay. I went to the grocery store with Jamie's app. She talked me into it, right? I bought nothing. I walked out with celery. That's all I could get. Do not get this app.
It's called Yuka, Y-U-K-A, and it'll terrify you.
Yes, it will.
Especially, too, I mean, if you guys, like, scan your deodorants, your lotions, all that, the carcinogens are insane.
Jamie, I bought nothing but celery. Carrots, they said, were okay, but there was something that was coating on the carrots that was bad, too.
Right?
I forgot what
don't
it was.
Don't they say, I don't know if this is true or not, but don't they say that they soak them in bleach? Wasn't that a rumor forever?
I did hear that for a long
something
time.
Something about the apples, I think it was. Was apples one of those that they soaked? Or was it the carrots?
It was carrots. That's why they turn white. you know, at the end, like with the white crusty stuff. Well,
dusty look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never really researched it, but I don't know if it's
true. Well, you know what throws me off is there's something they're doing at the store, because you've mentioned this before, Jamie. There's several fruits and vegetables that for some reason they're pristine in the store for a week, and they get to my house and all of a sudden, downhill, man. I mean, the bananas are gone in a day.
Yeah.
They're gone in a day. Lettuce won't hold.
Well, you
I
need,
don't get it.
You need to cover the stems of your bananas.
Yeah, that's the key, because I got the banana key. Hats that you gave me last
Christmas.
Yeah,
and it does help.
And it works.
It does work.
You would never think.
No, it works.
It works.
It does. It really does. I'm not kidding.
Most
of them come with a little thing on it, but when you rip it off, then it kind of comes up, so put it back on there. Because it already comes pre-wrapped, a lot of them. Yeah.
I'm going to do my banana wrap today. I'm going to wrap my banana today when I get home.
What's really irritating is the green apples. They say they're organic, and then they have wax on them. I'm like, that's not organic. I'm eating wax. Lies. Oh, all right, anyway, I'm done. There you go, Tableau Trash.
All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show, right here on a Thursday.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.